In the 1960s, I was a teen. I marched and went to jail over similar things. Martial law was called, troops were called in. But this is escalating because it's so fast with the social media and everything moving so quickly across the communities. Mm-hmm. But we can move faster by just showing, telling the truth. And I hope that the media does pick up on some of those leaders that we're calling forth, who are calling for peace and stability and calmness. Mm-hmm. Across the country, we've seen this outbreak and a fight over skin color. Mm-hmm. If my dad was here, Reverend A.D. King, my Uncle Martin Luther King Jr., they'd say Acts 17:26, one blood. So it's not about the skin color. It's the conditions that are so oppressive. So all white people are not devils. All black people are not angels. It goes so far beyond skin color. I can understand the frustration. And so you will respond to immediately what you see. And that's maybe skin color. But it's the heart that really counts. And I hope that some of the leaders of America can get that message across right now in Charlotte. But every city that's trying to erupt into violence, it needs spiritual leaders, people with wisdom and stability to break through these problems. Yeah,